It's a regular workday in Jerusalem. The temple is crowded, as usual, with people coming to pray, to worship, to offer sacrifices, perhaps simply in whatever sort of coffee they had after worship, to socialize with one another as well. But parents also brought to the Lord their firstborn children on this day. In this environment, in this scenario, we have many contrasts, many opposing situations. There is this 40-day-old baby who we now know has come to the temple to be the new temple, the new human tabernacle for God. In reality, this little baby is God himself, wearing whatever sort of diapers they had 2,000 years ago. In his circumcision, this little baby is about to shed his first blood, the same blood that he would shed three decades later for the life of the world, for you and for me. This is a story of contrasts. There's also this prophet, Simeon, saying that Jesus came to two contrasting worlds for the people of Israel, the believers in the Lord, and for the Gentiles. He says, in essence, this child will live a life of contrasts, and literally, he says, and is destined for the fall and the resurrection, the anastasis of many, and to reveal the thoughts of many hearts. This prophet, Simeon, was waiting for the consolation, the paraclesis, the comforting of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. There's another contrast here as well. Devoted as they were, Mary and Joseph, his parents, had probably prayed for their son, like other parents pray for their newborn children, that God would grant him a happy and successful and safe life, just as any father or mother would. What a contrast when Simeon announces to Mary, a sword will pierce through your soul also. Simeon, led by the Holy Spirit, seems to be preparing Mary to see the suffering that her little baby will eventually go through. We're faced with contrasts every day, everywhere. We live in an uneven world where some people have seemingly everything, even more than they could possibly ever need or want, and some people have very little, not even enough to eat. Some people live lives of peace and safety, and others live out an existence that is violent and scary. We live in the United States with all of our plenty and financial confidence, while others, especially in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, live in want and need. Even here, more locally, we live and work and study in the relative safety of Clayton and other suburbs, while the city of St. Louis proper is the murder capital of the nation. I wrote that last sentence on Friday, and then on Saturday, a fraction of that violence entered even into our campus, our normally tranquil campus here on the campus, Chapel Plaza. We thank God that no one was injured. Still, we live in an uneven world with uneven distribution of wealth, uneven opportunities, uneven safety, a world of contrasts. We, the church, are called to serve in this uneven world, this world of contrasts. We are called upon by this little baby 30 years later to love our neighbors, but even more so, to love our enemies. This can feel like a burden at times, especially when we see others, unbelievers, who have more than us. It can feel like the world is winning and we are losing. But this little baby, first named Jesus here, continues to fill our lives with the truest of contrasts. He is the center of attention in our text. The eyes of Mary and Joseph and Simeon and Anna are all on him. We live in this uneven world of contrast, but in reality, this little baby who shed his blood for us has put us permanently on the wondrous side of all the most important contrasts in this life. Ultimately, this world has only despair, but this little baby gives us hope. The world has only meaninglessness, but this Jesus gives us meaning and purpose. This world has only sorrow, but in him we have ultimate joy. This world has slavery, but we have become the citizens of his kingdom. This world has disgrace, but he has given us his glory. This world lives in darkness, but we have his light. This world is cursed, but we are blessed even when we feel poor or downtrodden or threatened or mourning. This world is separated from him, but we are his beloved children, who will enjoy eternity in his presence. This world has only death, but we are destined for his anastasis, his resurrection. Jesus entered into this world of contrast and took on all the accursed aspects of this world for us, as Martin Frontzman put so poetically in his hymn. He came us to our hall of death. O Christ, to breathe our poisoned air, to drink for us the dark despair that strangled our reluctant breath. This little baby came into our world, was brought to this temple to be our temple, to actually be the lamb, to be sacrificed at the temple, to be our rescuer, to take upon himself all the horrible parts of the contrasts of this sin-filled world. This little baby was the center of attention in the temple and in our text. May he always be the center of attention in our lives as we seek to trust and serve him in this uneven world of contrasts. In the name of Jesus, amen.